I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell.
Thanks Where did that music come from?
His name is Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, I don't know if you're yes.
Bad
I
Boy
him.
Records.
Love him.
Yeah. Love him. Love his work. Think he does a great job on the old turntables. I don't know. It's in the library here. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
The song's called Hypnotize, all right? But yeah, it's a Biggie
what
Smalls.
Our show's called.
It's a Biggie Smalls record, all right. So we were just talking about April Fools, some April Fools guys who fooled us into thinking that they're good.
Yes,
and then ended up not. Or organizations. John Daly's one of those guys that had promise.
Oh man,
started off real young and was just a raw talent guy.
Far
and just raw talent guy.
Oh,
I mean, this is
goodness.
A guy who played on his home course. He would play barefoot with a cigarette in one hand and a Diet Coke, you know, in the other. And he'd hit clubs like one armed, you know, and just like he's just knocking them down, man. Like so, yeah.
Do you know how many golf courses I've been to where they go, yeah, this was the hole that John Daly drove the green on. Yeah,
those tee boxes. I don't think people understand this. PGA Tour tee boxes aren't the ones that are the blacks that are at your course. They back them up even more. Like these are. They have to adjust on these courses for these players to play these long holes so that they don't drive every hole. So that's with that in that's with accounted for. You know, every time I go see the Utah Open down at Riverside, I'm always amazed that I'm like, yeah, this is where they put the tee box for these guys who aren't even like the top of the game. You know, these are guys who are but still hitting at 310, 320. So insane. The guy was amazing, and then he, you know, became. The John Daly that now we all know, which is still the guy with the cigarette and the Diet Coke and the
still playing his bare feet and the
shoes on. Scott, I want to go for this for our 1-800 Got Junk trash talk segment here. 1-800 Got Junk. They make junk disappear. And here's what the deal is. I want to give a shout out to teams that have had strike shortened. Or shortened seasons in general, and we could have seen amazing teams do amazing things, but they were shortened. And this year is going to be no different. I've read a couple tragic stories about, you know, athletes that were going to be able to accomplish crazy things at the end of this year, and they're not going to be able to. Think of the Olympics lost this year, right? Next year, you're actually going to get a different set of athletes. I mean, it's not going to be totally the same group that you would have gotten this year. There are people whose window closes, and they're not going to be able to do it anymore. And I think about teams, and I think about like the Montreal Expos from the 94-95 baseball season. This was a team that was unbelievable, and we have, but you don't remember them, right? I mean, most people are like, I didn't even know the Montreal Expos were a baseball team.
When you said it earlier when we talked about
you're
this,
like, are they still around?
I was like, okay, I'll go with you on this one. I didn't know about that.
They were listen. This was Pedro Martinez, Vlad Guerrero, Larry Walker. I mean, they were unbelievable, and they were on pace to win 110 games, and they were the absolute favorite in the National League to win the World Series, and then the strike happens and the season's over. Scott, you as a professional athlete, you know what it's like to be really good and not be able to and not just go. Oh, well, we'll do it again next year, because that is so hard to try to bottle that up.
Well, it's hard because you're in such a rhythm, too. And there's this kind of just this way, this flow that you're in. And when that kind of changes, you know, I think of the Super Bowl where the lights went out in the Superdome.
When
the 49ers played
and
the Ravens.
Yeah.
And the Ravens were just – they were just rolling. You know, this just didn't even – this didn't even look like a close game. And then literally it was like there was a, you know, an hour-long halftime. And then you have to just restart again, and it's just so hard to have the same type of urgency or the same type of flow or just rhythm when it gets cut short. And in your mind, you're so much like, you just get in such a flow that you just, it's just so hard to just kind of you spend all your focus on trying to find where you were again, instead of just going out and just kind of playing. It's a weird thing that happens. You think of in small doses of this when coaches call timeout to ice the kicker or the free throw shooter or something, to where it just gives people too much time to start thinking about something other than, hey, just focus and live in this moment right here.
Well,
and
the
it happens
right
all
now.
The time.
The Bucks right now. I mean, this is one of the teams, and this is likely the favorite in the NBA. If the NBA kicks off the rest of its season, the Bucks, maybe they go back to being the amazing team that they were. But if the season's over, good luck trying to get back the fact that you were probably the team that was going to be at least in the NBA Finals and the favorite to win it. I mean, it's the Milwaukee Bucks, too. You have a really small window when you're in these middle markets where you're going, yeah, we've just got to make a championship team for a small amount of time and figure it out before Giannis gets yanked out of the market, before Chris Middleton gets shipped off somewhere else, before you're not going to be able to keep this whole team together. And that's why I feel bad for these guys, because they start off these years, they have a plan, and I'm sure in a lot of their minds they're going, oh, no, we're going to come back next year and do it. But it's like the 85 Bears conversation you were having earlier. There's no guarantee you're going to get back. In fact, all the teams that are around you are going to get better, and they're going to figure you out.
Yeah, and you know, you see it in football a lot, too, when you have these strike-shortened seasons. And I, you know, the one that really kind of jumped out at me was the one where in 1987, where the Washington Redskins, they were really not that good a team. And it was kind of a reverse, you know, where you were like, this was a team that no one actually expected to win. And they went out and they actually won, because they were able to kind of keep their composure in those strike shortened seasons. The Dallas Cowboys that year were a great team, and they actually had all their players stay. They were a Super Bowl contender, and they actually played the scrubs from the Washington Redskins, and it was the last game of the strike, and the next week the regular season was gonna continue, and they actually counted strike games in the actual total. And the Washington Redskins were one of the few teams that actually were able to take advantage of this, and they did it with a bunch of scabs, right? That's what the players were called.
So in 87, so like the year that the Spurs win a shortened season championship, or the 87 Super Bowl championship with the Redskins, are those full on world titles?
In my mind, absolutely. look, Alex, I don't care what I wouldn't put anything like an asterisk. I wouldn't say, well, yeah, but I would just say I was a world champion, and that's it. End of story.
I heard they only give you like a half of a Super Bowl ring.
I don't care what half they give me. Just give me a half. I'll take it. And I guarantee you there's not a personal life. In fact, there was a huge controversy over the Redskins. They didn't give the scab players Super Bowl rings.
Oh, they didn't?
No. And then they finally, it was like 30 years later, they finally said, you know what, we'll do the right thing, and they all got a Super Bowl.
Oh, good. Jeez. It's terrible. All right.
Small little note there.
Yeah.
Craig McEwen, who played at Utah, was one of the scabs.
Oh, and he
actually started his NFL career, and he played a long time in
the NFL.
That's
awesome. So. That's the best developmental league I've ever heard of, the actual NFL.
Go figure.
We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. News, traffic, and weather right now. We'll come back around the corner. We've got more to talk about. Stay with us here on an April Fool's Day edition of KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Shariza's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.